something a lot of people will try to tend to shy away from, and that's our mistakes, and specifically how our mistakes can be used to glorify God. Now, when it comes to mistakes, the world will usually tell you, you just need to forget about it and move on. And in a sense, they're kind of right. But in my opinion, you should never forget. Now, you can't dwell on them, because dwelling on things, your shortcomings, and mistakes you've made, those can usually lead to depression, just dark places that you generally don't want to go, especially as a Christian. But to that point, I want to share a couple things that I think we could do to use our mistakes to more show God's glory. The first mistake being, let's use our mistakes to show God's glory in our daily lives. Now, I know you're probably thinking, how can mistakes show God's glory? Well, when we fail, when we fall down, when we hurt others, crash and burn, how could that do anything but show frailty as humans? The truth is, in the aftermath of your shortcomings, of your stumbles, of your mistakes, it takes faith and effort to get up, humble yourselves before God and your brothers and sisters, pray and ask for that forgiveness. And not only that, show to the outward world the change you've made in your heart, repenting inwardly and outwardly, turning away from the things that have caused you to stumble, that have caused those mistakes in your lives, caused those shortcomings. And ultimately, to show that no matter the stumble I've made, if I just follow God's word, then I'll be invited into the kingdom forever. And my final point is this: to let our mistakes point others to the Lord. Now, you'd be surprised, honestly, how many people out there are just this close, just ready to obey the gospel. They get hung up on this notion that somewhere came about that to be a Christian, you have to be perfect. You have to live perfect. You can't make mistakes. Personal experience, that's not true. And you all know that. We all make mistakes and we all stumble. There's only one person that walked this earth that was perfect, and that was Christ. But in our mistakes, they're lessons. Lessons are meant to be taught. Our mistakes are the stories of our lives, and they shape our faith. Those stories are meant to be told. I've been repeatedly told by someone I care about a lot that I've been given a story. And the story is meant to be shared, because you just don't know who is sitting there that's just got this burden on and thinks, God can't forgive me. There's no way he can forget what I did. But you just never know what sharing your story might do for someone else. It might show them that he really does love me, no matter what. And as long as I can just repent and turn away from the things that I've done and just put on the armor of Christ and show the world and God that I've truly changed, what greater way to glorify God than by sharing your story and bringing some lost soul into the kingdom? Tonight, if you're subject to this invitation, if you've never named the name of Christ, then you don't have that hope of eternal heaven, of happiness, of joy, of those things that in this life just seem fleeting. This life is, we sang tonight, this world is not our home. We're just passing through. But if any of you tonight have stumbled or have fallen short of the example of Christ and you need our help, we're here with open arms. We'll do anything we can. Please come forward as we stand and sing.